Hello. This is a message of hope and healing. It has now been 8.5 weeks since we found that Josie has rectal cancer. And I asked myself, as I've always asked myself since the beginning, what do I know? I know that this week Josie looked at the very large needle that they used to connect the chemo bag to her port. And it was a pretty tough thing to see. Very, very large. But she took some deep breaths, and in that moment, the strength came from inside her just when she needed it, just at the very moment. That's the timing of our God, giving her just what she needs as she needs it, because we believe and we trust in Him. Amen. God calls us to trust, and in that, He will never let us down. I'm going to tell you, this is actually a true story of a lady that I know. This happened a few years back. She has 3 little girls, and we were at a Bible study and a fellowship time one Sunday night, and they passed around the collection basket. I don't remember them doing that, but they did that. I don't know if they were trying to raise money for something. And she seemed a bit surprised, but reached into her pocket and placed 2 $1 bills in the basket. And it was later on that evening, after we'd had the coffee and the donuts, that she came up to me with tears in her eyes. And she said, the $2 that she put in were her last $2 that she had. And that was for her to get milk for her 3 girls for tomorrow. But what she showed me in her hand was a gallon of milk. And what it was is someone had come to her and said, hey, would you like this? Because there's only a few teaspoons missing that we used for coffee. I thought maybe you would like this for the girls. And she said, crying and laughing kind of at the same time, God didn't even make me stop and get out of the car and take the girls out in the night time to get them out. He just got it for me. Amen. When someone says to me, I don't know what I'd do if it were me, we were going through this and our family, I think it's then that we need to ask ourselves, what good is our faith if we just, right when we need it, that's when we abandon it. You can't call it trust or faith if we only have a relationship with Jesus and through Jesus to God in the good times. That's not a true relationship. Do you just call a true friend only when things are good? Is that all they ever know about you? No, they're the first one you want to call when the times are tough. That's our relationship with Christ. That's the level. That's the truth. If you have that relationship, God will divide your burdens and multiply your joys. It's just basic math. I remember in Josie's journey, there was a point where there was some needless pain that happened to her. Didn't have to be that way, it didn't seem. And they were mapping out her radiation. And in doing so, they had actually hurt her. I remember her crying in anguish at that point and asking, as we laid in bed together, why did that have to be? On top of everything else, why? And it was later that evening when she was doing her thankful fours, which she has done every single day since the beginning. And she was so thankful for so many things that day. And when she got to the point of what had happened and how she was in pain that seemed needless, she said, God, I surrender this to you. In tears, she said this. She released and she surrendered. Understanding she had no control, she gave it to God. And to that, I say, amen, amen, amen. I know I saw in that moment that God was transforming Josie. That through her struggle, she was becoming changed. New. I know a story of a man who was given a cocoon of an emperor moth, and a beautiful, beautiful moth. And he watched for days for that moth to emerge from the cocoon. And when it finally started to, it was struggling to get through this tiny hole that it had created. And the man thought that he was doing a merciful act by opening that hole, he got some scissors and he opened that hole just a little bit more so the moth could get through. And what happened was the moth came out, the body was swollen, and the wings were tiny and shriveled. And what was the truth was that the struggle itself that the moth was going to go through as it came through the small hole would force the fluid from its body and into its wings, making it fully formed to be the creature that it was designed to be. It's our struggles that sometimes lift us to the person that God's created. I know that we're all going to face struggles in our life. I know that Josie has completed 24 of 25 daily radiation treatments. And I know that in this very tough time, that she didn't turn from her help, and that she was lifted, and she was changed, and she was transformed. You need to turn to your friend, to your very best friend, to find the help that you need. I know that we need to have others pray for us, because that's what they're called to do. And I know that we are not alone if we accept the gift that God is giving us during our struggle. I know that your very pain that you feel can be lifted, because God can lift you to a new life. I know that we need to be present and not always jumping ahead and living in the future, which is living in anxiety, or going back and living in what has been. It's called has-beens for a reason. To live in one's past is not the way. It's not the way. It's today that is real. It is today where God will find you. It is today where you will find the peace and the comfort. It is right now. Seek him and you will find him in this moment. Amen. And when you find him, praise him. Praise him for all, for everything that he has given you. Praise him and praise him for the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a few scripture this week because, of course, you know that I do. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered, Romans 5:11, and let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who has promised is faithful. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. And I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. And let us pray together now in this moment. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we come to you and we bring you our pain. We bring you our struggle. We bring you our needs, but we also bring you our praise and our love and our devotion, because we know that you are our best friend. We know that you are our hope and our help. We know that it is with you that we can not only see our way through this day, but live a life that you have abundantly given us. We can thrive, not just survive, because of your love, because of the joy that you are giving us for this day. And it's in the name of the greatest gift we will ever receive, your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.